Barbie, word to my mommy. In the middle of the party, get off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me. Say that I can get that easily. Say that I can hit that shit greasily. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
All right, that was Broccoli by Shelly FK Dram.
And Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty. I feel like, why are so many of these songs, now that I'm looking at it, the ones we played and beyond, all these like summer fling songs, they're all like one hit wonders. Like,
yeah.
Like, what happened?
I don't know. The Chainsmokers? So guys, the Chainsmokers are a one hit wonder.
No, like a lot of them, they're just so great that they couldn't, like,
they couldn't
were
top
too powerful.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't become anything more than that. Otherwise, it threatened, you know, the balance of the world. Okay, well, next we have Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel.
Why is this a summer song for you?
I don't know. I think I listened to this a lot, like, summer after sophomore year. I think that's pretty late. I don't know when it came out. I'm not even a big Saint Motel fan. I think I just stumbled upon this song, you know, being how popular it is. Yeah, and it also sounds like summer, you know, like
The songs of summer. It sounds
songs
like summer.
Summer.
Now that's what I call summer. Yeah.
Yeah, at the risk of being basic, this is my pick for summer fling.
And then the one after is Southern Sky by Alex G, which is my pick. It's definitely a last summer move for me. I got really into House of Sugar by Alex G last summer.
You love House of Sugar.
It's a good album. And so, yeah, Southern Sky is very good.
Why do you like House of Sugar better?
I don't know. I think he, like, does a lot of, like, creative, like, layering with a lot of the production. Like, it's, like, weird. A lot of the songs are, like, weird. And I'm like,
weird.
Yeah. The singles are good, like Southern Sky, Gretel, you all know them. But then, like,
you
there's some gems.
You all love it.
There's some gems on the album, like the weird, like, songs that have no words that are just like, it's like good. It's interesting things. Like, I even like showed this to my friend August, who's like a music guy, and
okay.
He was like, at first he didn't like it, and then he was like, wait, no, it's actually pretty interesting what he's doing with the layering. I'm like, yeah, I told you.
And yet you chose the one that was the most popular.
Yeah, well, gotta appeal to the masses. to the masses.
True. Next time we'll have some what's it? Next time we'll have some,
maybe, what if we did an Alex G session?
I don't know if we could do that. That'd be so much.
It would be a lot.
Be a lot of Alex G.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Alex is a G, so
Alex is a G. Do we have a lot of Alex G fans out there? I don't know. I don't know.
It's a specific type of person.
As we discussed last time.
Yeah.
We won't get into it this time.
But yeah.
Anyways, here are our next two picks.
We'll be right back. smile that I can put your doubts to rest. You're the only one I see it. The only place would be in. The only bed will sleep there is the one right next to you. You're the only one I'll see it. The only place would be in. The only bed will sleep there is the one right next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa,
right, that was Cold Cold Man, followed by Southern Sky. And next week.
Those were some songs of summer. Sounded like summer.
That's what I'm saying. You're pretty skeptical about my Saint Motel pick at first, but you know.
It sounds like summer.
You came around to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
You're such a normal girl.
I think we need to stop with these transitions. They're not appealing to the masses.
So if you guys couldn't tell, next is Normal Girl by SZA, followed by Yeah Right by Vince Staples. Why did you choose Normal Girl?
It's because Normal Girl really reminds me of summer of 2020. If you can believe. I know.
COVID summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a late SZA song for me. Like, when Control first came out, I was very into, you know, like, the normal ones. The basic ones, like, oh, Drew Barrymore, Love Galore, you know, all of that. But then 2020 rolls around, and I, like, revisit the album. I'm like, oh, my God, Normal Girl is so good. And I listened to it, like, on repeat that summer, and then it becomes my top song.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was my top song of 2020.
Such a normal girl.
Wow, you're so funny for that. You're so witty.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, that's why. What about you?
I chose Yeah Right. Yeah Right, I think it's a really good song. It's Sophie produced. Fun fact. Really? Yeah, Sophie produced it. Has a Kendrick feature. Like, it's crazy.
It's good.
But yeah, this reminds me of last summer. When it reminds me, because my friend Eva is friends with this friends with this guy Ivan from UC Santa Cruz, and so
wow, you're really just disclosing everyone's information.
They're not listening. And so yeah, and so we went down to Santa Cruz one weekend and hung out with Ivan and his like UC Santa Cruz friends, and it was a really good weekend. Like, we went to, like, some, like, DIY show in, like, Santa Cruz, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then his friends showed me, like, played a lot of Vince Staples, Big Fish Theory, because they were like, oh, yeah, Sophie produced, and we talked about Sophie, and then talked about Charlie, because I talked about Charlie.
As you do.
As I do.
With everyone you meet.
And we bonded. It was like, wow, maybe I belong at UC Santa Cruz. Like,
every time I go to a different college, I'm like, maybe I belong here instead of like, Tufts.
Wow, I feel like the people at Santa Cruz are just different.
What are they like?
Because they're all like
Californians.
A lot of Californians. And I feel like a lot of the people that choose Santa Cruz are good. Like, I mean, they're a very specific type of person.
And what type is that?
Very, I'm like, not chill. Getting an image. Like, yeah, I mean, maybe this is just a California thing that you know. But, like, you know, like, there's, like, the UCLA people and, like, the Berkeley people. Yeah. And, like, Santa Cruz people are very specific. Like, because Santa Cruz is very nature-y. Like, there's, like, their campus is in the middle of a forest. Like, you walk in a forest.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about
like, there
this.
Are, like, deer walking around their campus because you're literally That's in a forest. Crazy. Their mascot's the banana slugs. Like, they're very chill vibes. Yeah.
So
like,
then are you saying they're, like, beachy. Granola?
Or yeah, like, a lot of them are very granola.
But like, you don't, you're so not granola. I don't get it. Like, what's the...
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, you know, the people that are attracted to that. It's, like, a lot of queer, like, alt indie granola. Like, I mean, it's also, like, beachy.
You're so indie like that.
I know.
You're
so edgy. So cool, guys.
I love how you mentioned the DIY show, too.
I was just narrating the events of that weekend. Like, that's what we did. Like,
it was really just adding to the...
That's just what we did.
Okay.
But let's hear them.
Let's hear it. You know the way I pop.
pressure. You like when I say to you, get it if you got it. I'm ready, I'm waiting for it. I'm calling to put it on, yeah.
Like it, I bet.
Aggressive. Love when I say to you, get it if you want it. I'm waiting, I'm on the fire. I'm ready to put it on, yeah, yeah. Hey, for girl, you wanna take her home to mama. Wanna be the type of girl, my daddy, he be proud of. I'll be proud, you know. Baby girl, you wanna take her home out the mama. The kind of girl I know your fellas, they be proud. I'll be proud.
Well, they know that, how to thug life, how to love life, how to work low. Is your buzz right? Do the trap jump? Is the club right? Got your hair right? Boy, you're right.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Pretty women wanna be rich men's. Pretty woman want a couple kids. Pretty woman want a new lips. Pretty woman wanna push your bins. Come correct and she won't let you in. Thumbing through the check, she gets it in. Diamonds on your neck is then pretend.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Till it's vacant, pop till her wrist pop, pop till he's shaking, pop like four on the floor, been in rotation, no allegation, popular demand, I understand my name, it's only for conversation, New York be like dead, LA be like on the dead homies, I was off the push like FedEx, 211 got bread on me. K-Dot trot like the zeitgeist, roll like fried rice and pink power strip, temporary pimp, nah, I don't remember them, just getting every yellow gym, jumping at the gym, swing like New Dana Dane, I ride dirty, paid like two Damon Wayans, retire early, fade like
like shadow, a stallion, the cattle. A decision for you is narrow. Collision, the money, your fame, the pharaoh, the physic, the chemist, the lame. Collateral for kindred, we'll never exchange. Compatible for riches, for more to gain. I said, yeah, right, I don't fair fight, but I bear fight. Looking for my next roadkill for the headlight. Hanging on my last four kills for the highlights. My life, highlight, high five, bye bye.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Boy, yeah, right.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Alright, that was...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. We have a little PSA now.
Are you guys looking for something to do on Saturday, May 14th? Because Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy the showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Avenue from 12 to 2 p.m., performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4, and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO Radio, Tufts Community Radio.
Okay, team. Anyone pulling up to Porch Fest 2022?
That's cute. It's cute that they do this.
Maybe we'll pull up to Porch Fest 2022, depending on our move-out situation.
Yeah. Depending. Yeah. We'll see. Cute. But it sounds so cute. We don't have porches in San Francisco.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Because it's a city.
I know. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Do you have porches in hypothetical Livingston?
Yeah, we actually do. Unfortunately, my home, we don't have a porch. But, in my neighborhood, there are some houses with porches. And,
Porches are like, cute, in theory.
Yeah, I feel like porches really make or break your, living experience.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Or, actually, no, what I meant was balconies, porches.
I also wouldn't know. We don't have balconies.
Yeah. I also wonder why.
Maybe. It seems that, buildings should have porches or balconies.
All buildings
tall buildings, if it's a city.
All buildings should have balconies.
Well, we don't have a balcony next year, but we'll have a porch.
I know. Yeah, so the place that me and Braden are living in next year, location undisclosed.
Seacliff.
We'll call it Seacliff.
Seacliff.
For now.
That's what we're calling it.
We'll call it Seacliff. Our house next year doesn't have a porch, a balcony, or a porch.
We have one porch, and it's shared within all the units.
Oh, yeah, I guess we do have a porch. We don't have a balcony.
But it's, not a big porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll make do.
It's good enough. Our humble little abode.
Yeah. It'll be cute.
Yeah. But I think the thing about a balcony is that you can, stand and look out and,
I want that.
Feel really small. But I guess not. I guess we'll feel really big next year.
Yeah.
Well.
Up next, we're going to take a little trip to Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. This next song is called Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Which came first, Kokomo, the Beach Boys, or Kokomo, Japanese breakfast?
That's just such a stupid question. it's obviously... I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't know, but that's only if you subscribe to, time and,
If you subscribe to time?
That construct.
Okay.
You know. I guess you don't know, because you're so subscribed to time. That you're not aware that it's, I guess not. Okay, well, this is Kokomo.
Where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego Bay.
All right, that was Kokomo, followed by Sexotech by LaRue. I feel like we have to talk about the Beach Boys. We just played them without, like, I feel like the Beach Boys comes with a lot of, like, discourse, you know?
I feel like Among Us.
Among Us.
So, stop. Among Us. Okay.
What I was saying to Brayden off air was that, like, the Beach Boys are so, like, you know, memorable for me because there's something that my mom used to play all of their albums while we were driving, and I was like a little kid. Like, this was my childhood, the Beach Boys, you know? And then Brayden comes and hits me with the Beach Boys are waspy.
They are. They're so waspy. Are you kidding me? Like, I wasn't raised on the Beach Boys because my dad hates the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Because they're so waspy. Like, I feel like the people that listen to the Beach Boys are like old white men who go to country clubs and golf.
So, is then, like, my mom,
I think, waspy, your mom by association? Is living the immigrant life and appealing to white America.
No, don't say my mom's appealing to white America. I mean, yeah. I guess she is to some degree. I guess she had to, to some degree.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I mean, it's understandable. But
that,
I mean,
led
it's
me
still...
to be listening to Kokomo by the Beach Boys in this very moment.
Yeah. I mean, it is waspy. You listened to it. You heard that song. You agreed.
I see it a little bit. But you know.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Are we continuing this the whole time? Yeah. Well, as you might have guessed, the next song we have is by Attaboy, and it's called Shade. I don't have that much to say about it, except that it's something I listened to either last summer. And I feel like it's the perfect song for just, like, you know, just walking around in the sun. In your neighborhood, alone, doing nothing. Or just, like, driving alone in the summer. And that is indeed what I did a lot last summer and last summer.
Yeah. And then following that, my pick is Cannibal Queen by Miniature Tigers.
Why is that?
I mean, okay, this song, when you listen to it, I always imagine I'm like, this is my, like, kind of, like, 2011... like coming of age film start. Like, this is like the alarm clock going off and then the song starts playing, and it's like a close-up of my feet, like, coming out of bed and, like, starting,
exactly,
like, brushing
about
my teeth, like the credits, like, of, like, oh, director, like,
and
you know,
the font's really ugly.
Yeah, like, that is what I imagine every single time I listen to this song.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's hear it.
Shelf life's a century, but it'll take far more time to do as I'm told.
This is not a test or an SOS. I'm no longer on a quest to get girls undressed. I searched through their hearts and no treasure I found. I'm so lucky this one lets dogs hang around. It's good having somebody good for a change. I thought that no good dirty cheats, it drove me insane. I'd finally given up on love and romance. If I lay down sword, I'm giving my innocence.
Coming for your heart like a cannibal.
Oh, she lets me light in and I'm fed till I'm full.
If something goes wrong, I'm accountable.
Oh, a life without her's no life at all. I la 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 la. You cannibal queen. She ever left me, I would break down and die. Like Nikki and P, you could bury me alive. Another pretty girl I would love to admire from a distance, but she's here, so I'll jump in the fire.
Coming for your heart like a cannibal.
That was Cannibal Queen. And
did you have your 2012 coming of age intro moment?
I did. It was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah, it's a cute song.
Yeah, before that was Shade by Attaboy. I like Attaboy. I think Attaboy's really underrated. I think Attaboy's underrated. And I also think that I don't know, it's not one of, like, the, of the underrated people that, like, you know, people at Tufts like to listen to. I don't think I've seen many people listening to Attaboy.
Yeah,
like, what's
I don't
up
know
with
Attaboy.
That? And Attaboy's not, like, underground or anything. How many listeners? Oh, Attaboy has 185,000 listeners.
That's not that much.
I thought they were less underground.
I guess you're just so
underground. But they're not
underground. You're just so underground.
That's the thing. They're
you're
not
so indie.
Okay. Do you know what I consider? I consider like 5,000 underground. 5,000 or less listeners.
But you're so indie for that.
You know, I'm so indie.
You're so cool.
You know, I just like
and indie and
I just
alt.
Love discovering new music. You know.
Yeah.
You know. You know the deal.
How do you feel about kids?
You gotta love them. You gotta love them.
Yeah.
And why do you mention that?
Because your next pick is kids.
Yeah.
For MGMT.
Yep. Thank you for the transition, as always.
That was so freshman year high school. Like that,
I know.
You know, it had such a moment.
I know. But it's also like a summer song, you know?
Mm.
And I also think I came onto kids pretty late. Like, so not freshman year for me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was more like sophomore to junior. Junior to senior, maybe. I don't remember. But
whoa.
Very, very, very late. Yeah. And after that, what's your pick?
No pun, no transition.
I'm not committing to this bit. This wow. is your bit alone.
Wow, okay. Well, I chose Real Real.
You know what? Well, I like kids for Real Real.
For Real Real?
For Real Real. Is that better?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciated that.
You're
I like the reciprocity. Yes.
Okay, okay. And why did you choose Real Real by Sleigh Bells?
Because it's like so summery. It's very poppy, very summery. It was last summer. I discovered it for myself. And so, yeah, it's mm-hmm. cute.
As opposed to discovering it for someone else.
Well, like, I feel like there's like contention when you say, like, oh, I discovered it. You know, like, no, you didn't. Like,
okay.
You just, like,
okay,
found,
true.
You know?
Yeah, it's like saying an artist is so underground.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I discovered it for myself this past summer.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Well, let's have other people discover it for themselves too.
Transition. Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's see it.
heart 16666 and I know the part. You are the river flow and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six up straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun. And you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Behind you as you slip Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier.